This is so wild because I'm actually just hanging out in my podcast studio where I conduct the To All the People podcast, like the media company and everything, and I'm not in my own personal space. I just wanted to see what it would feel like to record in another room, in another setting, and that's what we are doing right now. I know last week I slacked. I've been going through a lot of changes. We moved into a new space unintentionally, randomly. My sister's been in town with her baby, and that's been great and everything. However, I just feel like I'm going through a transition. I've talked about this so many times with you guys, and we're going to get into it. If you have not been here before, welcome back to the To All the People podcast. This is your host, Janelle Roberts, and I'm so excited to have you here with me. One thing that I want to highlight for this entire episode is that I feel like so many of us are going through so many drastic changes. I think a lot of us are mourning a version of ourselves that we thought we were. I don't think that who we were before, even in the last 3 months, the year before, can measure up with who we're becoming now. And I feel like it's just so scary to kind of be in a place where you don't know what's going on. You feel disconnected from your body. You don't feel connected to yourself. You feel very disassociated from the things that are around you. And my number one thing and my number one advice to you, if you are feeling depleted, depressed, and you don't know what's going on, you can't get out of that bed, you're feeling like you're in a slump, get your ass up and go to the gym. Get up and go to the gym right now. Get up, go to the gym, go work out, go to your apartment gym, go outside, touch some grass, get some vitamin D, go to the gym. The number one thing you can do when you're not feeling connected to yourself is to find a way to feel connected to your body. And one way that you're going to feel connected to your body, oftentimes, and I'm just going to be honest, working out. Don't even work out for losing weight. Don't even work out for any of that. Work out to feel connected to yourself. I've been in this weird ass slump for, I want to say, a good 2 months now, maybe even longer than that. And I just feel like what ended up happening this last week is like my body was just running its course. Like my body's like, Janelle, I'm so tired of feeling this way. Like, what are we doing? Like, I'm exhausted. Like I'm exhausted. Like I feel like we're running our course. Like, I feel like we're feeling exhausted. I feel like you're feeling tired. And that mindset had me wanting to throw everything away. It had me not wanting to do the podcast. It had me not wanting to do social media. It had me just going down this whirlwind. And even prior to like me talking about like someone going online and making up a lie that did not happen, it had me just getting into this mind space, this headspace where I was just like, what is going on? But the reality is I have not been connected to my body, and I haven't been doing things to make myself feel connected to my body. Literally, the way that you can like pull yourself out of a dark place just by doing things that make you feel connected to your body, you might not be able to register it right then and there. But if you feel so far removed from yourself, the best thing you can do is do something that's going to connect you to who you are. Working out, pottery class, something that requires a little bit of physical labor, manual labor, because first and foremost, your mind is able to be distracted. And when I went to the gym for the first time, like in months, I went like last week, I went in there and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, what do I start? Like, where do I begin? What way do I do? Like, how do I do it? And I found myself like the first 2 minutes, like, I don't know what I want to do this. I went and I got my ass on that treadmill and I was just walking. Boy, I put on Beyonce, "They'll Never Take My Power." And almost literally started crying on the treadmill. You can listen to this podcast all day. You can listen to your favorite meditation. You can read your favorite book. You can listen to your favorite self-help guru or whatever you want to call it. But that connection that you feel, that you need to feel within yourself, starts with you. I was so honored to do a podcast with Ricky Lee recently, and I love her. Her podcast is called That Girl, so I definitely recommend checking out. But one thing that she asked me was like, how do I start my morning routine? Like, how does that look for me? And like, my morning routine has to start at night. Taking care of myself has to start at night. Looking out for myself has to start at night. If I want to achieve something and be where I need to be, sometimes it has to start at night. It has to start the night before. It has to start the day before. And working out and going to the gym at the end of my day is something that I continuously want to implement in my life. It helps me power down. It helps my mind be quiet, and most importantly, helps me feel more confident with who I am. If you are feeling depressed right now, the best thing you can do is feel connected to your body, because I guarantee the feelings that you are feeling right now is because you don't feel connected to your body. And yeah, going on walks is great, but sometimes you need a HIIT workout. Sometimes you need to go lay in the grass. Sometimes you probably need to not type your emotions on a computer. Sometimes you need to grab a pen and paper and do the physical work of writing out your emotions. So we need to be taking the extra steps and the extra measures to be connected to our mind, body, and spirit. I talk about this so much on season one podcast with my trauma massage therapist, Ms. Carolyn, where she talks about the lymphatic drainage and working out helps with your lymphatic health. When you don't work out and when you're not eating clean and when you're not taking care of yourself and when you are depressed, your body is not able to process those unwavering emotions. Working out helps you alleviate the toxicity that is oftentimes comes with being a human being. We all have it. They're out of our control. We cannot not control them. That's just the reality of what it is. But most importantly, taking the time out to really show up for yourself and fester on your emotions and prioritize your emotions. It starts with being physically connected to yourself. Physically connected to yourself. We're constantly talking about this mindset shift, but what about our physical? And waking up and being able to thank God for giving you the legs, the arms, the ability to move, and the ability to get around how you're able to get around, that is a blessing in itself. And we take it for granted. A lot of people are not able to move around. A lot of people are not able to use their legs. And I think when you have that mindset that, holy shit, like I can change like the entire trajectory of how I feel right now. So get out of bed. Open up your blinds. It doesn't need to be dark in there. You need to get up. You need to move around. You need to feel connected. Don't stop ordering food. Just make yourself a meal. Walk to your favorite place. Because these are things that we can do for free. These are things that don't cost money. Working out does not cost money. You can find some stuff around your house to work out with. You get what I'm saying? It's just so crazy how we have unlimited resources around us to try to get us out of a funk, but sometimes we can feel so frozen and be in that frozen state that we don't know what to do. And oftentimes that's where I get. When I feel very overwhelmed or stressed out, I get in a freeze-like state where I feel like I don't know what to do. Like I literally physically feel frozen in place. Like I physically feel like I'm stuck. Like I don't know when I should record, I don't know when to edit, I don't know when to go take my shower, I don't know when to get out of bed. It's like my mind, I'm in just such a frozen state, and really and truly, that frozen state is me just disassociating and completely disconnecting from my own emotions. And since I've been going to therapy, one thing that I've been recognizing in therapy is how I disassociate from my reality. And I think so many of us do it, and I catch myself doing it all the time where I just disassociate. And it's easy for us to distract ourselves with other things around us, because I think oftentimes it's easy for us to pay attention to the things around us opposed to how we actually feel, because I think our feelings can actually be scary to us. So it's easy for us to take on careers and jobs and opportunities that we don't really too much care about, because there's no room for us to be hurt when it comes to something that we don't care about. Do you get what I'm saying? It's easy for us to do the job that we don't want to do or our parents want us to do. It's easy for us to go hang out with that friend than try to find the friendships. It's easier for us to stay in that relationship instead of leaving it, because I think we as humans have self-sabotaging habits and self-sabotaging behaviors, that it's easier for us to fall into something that we don't think that can hurt us opposed to the things that we want to do. But the reality is you spend so much time and so much energy performing and trying to show up in a way that does not work for you, in a way that keeps you from your dreams, in a way that keeps you stuck, while giving energy to things that you really don't give a fuck about. And then those things you don't really give a fuck about actually becomes the entire scope of your being. And then you even get even more upset at yourself, because like, why the fuck did I spend all this time trying to do this and try to be this person and trying to show up in this way when I know that I'm not happy. So why do we keep spending the time doing the things that make us unhappy opposed to doing the things that do make us unhappy? Because at the end of the day, it's about how we want to spread our energy. Do I want to spread my energy focusing on a career that I hate, or do I want to spread my energy focusing on the career that I love? I think it's also the fact that we fear being told no when it comes to our dreams, or we fear being let down, or we fear being told that we aren't good enough. And to some degree, and in some way, we have to learn how to forgive ourselves and let go of that. You do know that you're worthy of fulfilling those things. And I think most importantly, it's important for us to pay attention to where we're putting our energy. I feel like one thing that I really want you guys to do is take the time out to write to yourself, like, what is it that I'm fearing? Like, you know, what is it that I'm fearing? Why am I not pursuing that dream? Is it because I subconsciously don't think I'm good enough? Is it because I fear failing at it? Is it because, you know what I'm saying? Those are the things we have to think about. Like, it's just like, the reason I'm talking about this, and I say this to y'all all the time, the reason why I talk about these conversations is because these are conversations that I have in my head to myself all the time. Why am I spending so much time doing things that I don't love opposed to doing the things that I do want to do? Because it's easier to fail at the things that you don't like opposed to the things that you do like. Because if someone tells you that your art that you spend hours creating and working on isn't good enough, you might spiral. But even to some degree, we are sensitive humans. So even when it comes to something that we really don't really too much give a fuck about, you know, to some degree, we kind of lose who we are, our dignity, our worth, the things that make us us. Do you understand what I'm saying? I had like made a list the other day, and I want everybody to do this. I want y'all to all do this. I literally made a list to myself, and it's called The Things I No Longer Care About As I Approach My 30s. Yours doesn't have to be 30s. Yours could be whatever you want it to be. It could be like, it could just be things I no longer care about that I cared about last year. And I wanted to read you guys the list because I want y'all to do this. I want y'all to go home. I want you to get a pen and paper or use your iPhone apps right now while you're listening to this. And I want you to title it Things That I No Longer Care About. Okay? Number one, I don't have FOMO anymore. Like, if you want to leave me out of the group chat, please leave me out of the group chat. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't care. I know that sounds so crazy, but like, I just don't care. And I also don't care what people have to say about me. Don't tell me what people have to say about me. Because if you tell me things that other people are saying about me, then that's a time for me to look at you sideways. And also, why do they feel comfortable coming to you and saying it? It's not my responsibility to tackle what everybody else is saying about me, to be honest, at all. Superficial relationships is another one I can't do. I cannot do the small talk. I can't do superficial conversations. I don't want to be around superficial conversations unless it's like a business thing or whatever and I have to do it for a business, but I don't want to be around people that I can't go in depth with, and I don't want to be around people where I feel like I'm too much for them. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, and the thing is, I'm not a too much person. I'm a very passionate person, but I'm not too much. I'm very like refined and chilled and laid back, but if I'm around you and I feel like I'm too much, I don't want to do that. And if I'm around you and I feel like I can't trust you, then yeah, you got to go. Another thing for me is weighing myself on a scale. Because bitch, no, I'm not finna be stressing myself out by like the numbers. I'm finna focus on how I'm feeling. And that goes back to connecting the physical with the mind, body, and spirit. And the irony is that whenever I was getting in shape and working out, it wasn't at the expense of me starving myself and not eating. The only way I was able to actually get in shape and lose weight was by eating. I know that sounds so crazy, but it was by eating. Like, when I started realizing how unhealthy my habits were, like, I would wait till the end of the day to eat, and then I'd be craving catfish and fried chicken and the worst possible meals instead of eating 3 meals a day with my snacks. Like, in the morning, a really nice smoothie with maybe an avocado toast, which is quite fulfilling. And then for snack, I would, instead of like doing hot Cheetos, I would do like apples and like little berries and stuff. And then for lunch, I would have me like a big ass piece of delicious fish with a salad. And then for dinner, I'd probably have me like a very light pasta. Like, it was just crazy to see that my listening to my body is what got me to where I needed to get. So fuck the scale. We don't need it in our life. Another thing for me is I am totally okay with unfollowing people, blocking people. It is what it is. I don't care anymore. Like, if I don't enjoy you and you've been rude to me, or most importantly, if I don't enjoy your content, I think we should be allowed to unfollow people. Why would I want to be a monitoring spirit? And I think we live in such a superficial world where people want people to agree on everything. And this is why I always say, please have your own damn opinions. You do not have to like what everybody likes. I'm being honest. And in a world where people are trying to take away authentic voices and authentic people, yeah, lay your ground. Stand on business. You don't have to do what everybody's doing. Another thing that is on my list is I don't want to be around high maintenance people. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I simply cannot do it. I don't like being around high maintenance people. I don't want to be around high maintenance people. I want to be around people that I enjoy. I want to be around people that I have a good time with. I want to be around people that can do whatever. We might go to South Dallas and get some catfish. Hell, we might even go to the nicest restaurant in Dallas. We might go to Neiman's and get some shoes. Or we might just stay home and watch a movie. Or we might just be in our pajamas. Maybe we don't wear any makeup. Or maybe we just meet up to take each other's hair out, our sew-ins out, like a sew-in day. Like, I don't really want to be around someone that can't ebb and flow. And most importantly, I cannot be around someone that's just like, we should hang out to get content. I'm not interested in doing that. Like, you know, maybe we'll take a picture while we're at dinner, but like, I want to go to dinner and I want to be immersed in the conversation. I want to go to bookstores. I want to have a good time. So being around people that I do not connect with is a no for me. Large group of friends are a no for me. I am so about having small, intimate connections, because if I know where my friends are in my life, girl, be for real. Like, if I know where my friends are in my life, I'm able to show up for them. They're able to show up for me. And I just don't believe in having large groups of friends. How can you have so many intimate relationships with so many different people? It's almost impossible, because you have to make room for yourself and a space, safe space for yourself. And I don't know, I just feel like large friendships has always been a little eh to me. Another thing for me is people that lie and make up rumors. I think it's so weird for people to get on social media or get on an app and complain about something or someone instead of addressing the situation. That lets me know that we're not living in real life. Yeah, I think that's really alarming and weird to me. I think social media is just, I feel like social media is like a resume. So people that do that, I don't understand it. It's like not okay. Like, you had to go to this extreme measure to get my attention. And most importantly, people that comment on like other celebrities and like Stitch videos and stuff like that, I can't do them either. I cannot do that. I just can't. Another one is people who don't have identities. Y'all scare me. And I feel like every sociopath I've ever met is someone that does not have an identity. And what they do is, it's not even like they admire you. No, they want to be you. They want to have your friends. They want to have your relationship. They want to be exactly where you are. They want to erase you. They want to eliminate you. That's why people who don't have identity scare me. And I want you to realize something. You might feel some type of way about someone who is like stalking you and being weird. I want you to keep in mind that they're doing the exact same thing to somebody else too. You're not their only victim. Like, they're doing it to other people. Another thing is women who center men in their lives. If you center men in your lives, we have nothing in common. If you hit me up to go out to eat and you want to sit up and talk to men at the bar, I have no interest. I want to be around women where we can just be girls and have a conversation. And I find myself having problems mostly with women who center men in their lives, who do everything for the boys, who get cute for the boys, who dress up for the boys. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be in a relationship and wanting all of those different things, but there's so much healing that comes in sisterhood and womanhood. And I just can't really explain it. Like, I just don't enjoy being around boy crazy people, boy crazy women. I just can't do it. Another thing that I don't like either are, this is another thing on my list, is men who are jealous of women. It's almost worse than women being jealous of women. There are a lot of men that are actually jealous of women. There are a lot of men that are pissed off that their significant other is doing well. Half the time, it won't even be better than them. They just have their own career, their own life and everything. I just can't do it. And I hear stories about it all the time, and I'm thankful that I don't have to deal with that. But men being jealous of women is just, it just like makes me tilt my head, because it's just like, wow, like, you have, it's not me that you have a problem with. You don't have a problem with women. You have a problem with men. That's how I feel about it. Because like, you're struggling with your own masculinity to sit up here and try to be in my face and give me a hard time about about being a confident woman because you're not a confident man, you're probably on the wrong team. You're probably barking up the wrong tree. That's really how I feel about it. I just don't think you should even go there with someone. That's just how I feel. Like, if you have to hide your career or hide what you like and hide what you want, no, like, you're in danger. Men that are jealous of women are dangerous. Like, if your man is jealous of you, run. I'm not kidding. Run. That's not normal. Now, someone complaining and saying, hey, we don't spend enough time together, that's different. But being jealous, no. I can never, ever be jealous of Luke either. Because if Luke make more money, babe, that's another purse for me. Like, that's just how I feel about it. Like, if Luke make, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, babe, I want you to win. Kill it. Because that's good for you and that's good for me. That's good for us. It's good for our future family. That's good for a lot of things. And most importantly, that's good for your happiness. Another thing under my list is money does buy happiness. And I feel like that is kind of debatable because I think rich people came up with the term that money doesn't buy happiness because they don't want like poor people to achieve it, if that makes sense. I know that sounds so crazy. Money does buy happiness. Money buys opportunity. Money buys therapy. Therapy can create joy in your life. Money gives you the freedom in the room to do whatever it is that you need to do. And a lot of us are stressed out about money. Most of everything on TikTok is about money. When we hear millennials and Gen Zs and everybody complaining and why women don't want to have children and men don't want to have children, it's because of money. Money buys happiness because money buys freedom. I hate that our world is like that. Like, who the fuck came up with the idea that, oh my God, we should sell water, a natural resource, to people? Like, you know what I'm saying? So yes, that is true. Money does buy happiness. The club, can't do it. Keep me out of the club. I like to be at the lounges, period. Another one is don't invite me to the function. It's okay. I will not feel left out. You know, I don't like to be out anyway. And you know, I don't like to be around large crowds. And my last one is weave in the summer. The boob sweat can't handle it anymore, and it is what it is. The reason why I created this list and the reason why I'm saying I want you to create your list is because this is identity focused. These are things that make you you. These are things that you like, and these are things that you don't like. And I think it's important for you to reel in on who you are. Now is the time to really focus on yourself, and right now your favorite word should be no. I don't believe in making excuses anymore. I don't believe in saying no to that friend, like, and lying and saying, I'm sick or I'm working, like, I don't feel well. I just believe in saying, I don't want to hang out because, like, I just don't feel like hanging out. Like, I love you, but, like, I'm tired. Like, I just want some time to myself. I'm not in the headspace to talk right now. I just want to be to myself. I think that it's so healthy to communicate in that way, to allow people to know where you are. And if people get upset about that, then let it be that. Right now is the time for you to focus on yourself and connect to your body. The number one way to connect to your body, like I said, is doing something that's manual, physical, something that's going to require work, because you're going to be more so focused on that and more so focused on the movement of that, that you're able to kind of flush out your thoughts. And then you start realizing, dang, I'm really on this elliptical. I said 1 mile, now I'm at 3. You know what I'm saying? And just find time to connect to yourself. Eliminate the excess. And most importantly, like, write out those things that make you you. I don't like peanuts. You know what I mean? Like, just things like that. Vanilla, no, I don't. You know what I mean? Just like, that is going to be your moral compass. That's going to be the thing that reminds you who you are. That's going to be the thing that centers you. That's going to be the thing that's going to tell you don't give up on yourself. That's going to be the thing that lets you know who you are. I think sometimes we can confuse our moralities with wanting to be like, or wanting to be in certain spaces and wanting to be in groups. And it cannot work that way, because you cannot keep choosing yourself between other things, because the right people and the right job and the right love and laughter, the right things are never going to make you choose between them and yourself. And that's how I feel about it. I don't believe in settling. And what I mean by that is I don't believe in just being okay with things. You know, people are flawed. The people we love are flawed. However, when it comes to you, I do believe that you should take the time to get to know yourself, create that moral compass, focus on your morality, don't give up on yourself. And if you're feeling like you're in a funk, babes, go to the gym, go work out. You really have to work out. Like I said, like, I just feel like you know, like in full transparency, like I was just in such, not such a good headspace. And when I'm not in a good headspace, I find myself doing less of what I like to do. I find myself just like, you know, being inconsistent and not even trying to be, because I can tire myself out with my own thoughts. I can fatigue myself out with my own thoughts. And it's a level of tiredness I can't even explain. I can make myself so tired just by thinking and just by being in my head and thinking about all of the things that are going on with me. And it can make me feel so depleted emotionally. Like literally the days start to feel like one. And one thing that I'm not going to do and I refuse to allow myself is to get back into a depressive state. And most importantly, I refuse to be just bothered by things that I can fix. I don't want to be bothered by simple things that I can fix. And I don't want to be a victim. I'm a warrior. You are a warrior. And, you know, I just want you to do things that make you feel connected to yourself. You know, go work out, go to the gym. We have some super exciting people that are coming on the podcast. But yeah, I just want you to write that list. Write the list, write the things that make you you, and it's okay to mourn an old version of yourself. You know, I think it's so scary because we will morph into so many different versions of ourselves. We cannot be the same people. I just think that when it happens, it happens. And I think for me, it happened when I wasn't expecting it to happen. I was like, oh God, not again, not another lesson, not something different. And every time something hits us, we can never come out of it the same. Like, we're always going to come out of it different, you know? And it was just one of those situations for me where I was just like, wow, there's no way for me to come out of this the same person. And instead of me going into that stuck mindset, which I usually go into, of, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, this is dumb. Like, no one cares what I have to say. I had to pick myself up. I had to shake myself and be like, bitch, get a grip, get it together. You got this. Like, you know, and sometimes you need that. So if you're in a funk, go to the fucking gym. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. But I just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Janelle Roberts. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Don't ever take my power, my power, my power. Don't ever take my power.